This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The government shutdown continues, now in its 10th day. To make a little extra cash, earlier this week, one furloughed federal worker packed up a makeshift drum set fashioned out of plastic paint buckets. He took his basset hound, Doug, and set up outside a metro station here in Washington with a sign reading, "Furloughed, throw us a bone." Drummer Jonathan Durr is a writer and editor at the Food and Drug Administration. He lives in Silver Spring, Maryland, outside Washington, with his wife, Ashley Durr. She is a stay-at-home mom who also teaches a stroller exercise class for a little extra money. They have a 20-month-old son, and they both join us now to talk about the shutdown and how it's affecting them. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
And Jonathan, first, let us know how the drumming went.
It went really well. I went down 2 days last week, and I wound up making pretty good money. I made almost double per hour than what I make at the FDA.
And did you do it to pass some time or to bring in some extra cash?
It was to bring in extra cash. You know, right now we don't have any paycheck coming in whatsoever. So, you know, having the cash flow just from drumming on buckets was, you know, it was a nice little blessing on the side.
And how much did you bring in?
The first day I made $64.80. And then the next time I went down, I made $52.10.
For how many hours?
An hour and a half each time.
Uh-huh.
So over the course of 3 hours, over $100. So it wasn't bad.
Well, Ashley, why don't you give us a sense of your family's finances and if Jonathan will be getting a paycheck for his past work before the shutdown?
Sure. So we should get a paycheck tomorrow. We get paid every other Friday. And this paycheck will be for, I believe, 6 days of work that he completed before the shutdown began. So once deductions for health care and so forth are taken out, I'm expecting his paycheck to be a little bit less than half of what his normal pay would be. And then that's it until hopefully the government reopens.
Right. The idea is you will be getting back pay eventually.
We hope so. I noticed that thus far only the House has actually passed that bill, but we are very, very hopeful that we will get back pay.
Right. And that paycheck that should be coming tomorrow, can you give us a sense of about how much that would be and how much that can tide you over?
Sure. So probably approximately, I'd say $900 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, most of our bills for October, our mortgage and so forth, have already been paid. The tricky thing is, of course, then if we do not get our paycheck 2 weeks from now on October 25th, that will certainly be a financial challenge.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the meantime, Jonathan, have you been cutting back on things?
Sure. I mean, I've just been doing things around the house, playing bucket drums. I mean, anything I could think of. I went downtown and sold my Nintendo and old Nintendo games. So anything I can think of to bring in a little bit of extra cash, because in the meantime, until we get that retroactive pay, we have to live on credit cards.
I feel fortunate that at least we are in a situation where we have credit cards with some breathing room and we could charge things if we needed to. I know some families don't have that.
Mm-hmm. But you'd rather not be put in that position.
Right. Of course. I our normal way of operating is to pay any credit cards off in full every month and to live within our means.
Is there a sort of a fraternity of federal workers, Jonathan, whom you talk to about all this?
Sure. Friends and coworkers. Yeah. I have family that are in the federal government and everybody's, you know, before the shutdown happened, you know, people were living paycheck to paycheck and it's hard enough to survive with a paycheck. And, you know, when you take that away, that's really a problem for people.
I imagine the two of you are seeing a whole lot more of each other than you're used to. Is there any upside to this enforced furlough, this paid vacation, essentially?
The one silver lining that I can say is that I do get to spend more time with my son. Being able to see him, that is very nice, but you know, I would much rather be getting paid to do my work.
You're also getting to see more of your wife. I think she's probably sitting there wondering why you didn't mention her.
Oh, he can go back to work anytime. No, it has been nice getting to spend some unexpected time together as a family. I just wish that we were able to spend it enjoying it rather than always having this sort of rain cloud of worry over our head about the paycheck.
Well, Ashley and Jonathan Durr, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Ashley Durr is a stay-at-home mom. Her husband, Jonathan, is a writer and editor with the Food and Drug Administration. He's been furloughed as part of the ongoing government shutdown.